One more, and this is one of my favorite poems. It's called Little Libby, and it's by Julia A. Moore, who was the sweet singer of Michigan in the 19th century. I think she wrote most of her poems for the Benton Harbor Gazette, and it's a very moving poem, I think you will agree. Little Libby. One more little spirit to heaven has flown, to dwell in that mansion above, where dear little angels together roam in God's everlasting love. One little flower has withered and died, a bud near ready to bloom. Its life on earth is marked with pride. Oh, sad it should die so soon. Sweet little Libby, that precious flower, was a pride in her parents' home. They missed their little girl every hour, and every is in italics, by the way. Every hour, those friends that are left to mourn. Her sweet, silvery voice no more is heard in the home where once she roamed. Her place is vacant, again in italics, vacant around the hearth where her friends are mourning lone. They are mourning the loss of a little girl with black eyes and auburn hair. She was a treasure to them in this world, this beautiful child, so fair. One morning in April, a short time ago, Libby was active and gay. Her savior called her, she had to go, ere the close of that pleasant day. While eating dinner, this dear little child was choked on a piece of beef. Doctors came, tried their skill a while, but none could give relief. I get the image of Libby spread out on the dining room table with a stream of doctors coming in, you know, one after the other, and poking round in her throat and shaking their heads and leaving. She was 10 years of age, I am told, and in school stood very high. Her little form now the earth enfolds. In her embrace it must ever lie. Figure that metaphor out. Her friends and schoolmates will not forget little Libby that is no more. She is waiting on the shining step to welcome home friends once more. I can never read that poem without tears.